This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of letting facts get in the way of a good political tagline, we begin today with a declaration by EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt that the war on coal is over, specifically the Trump administration's decision to get rid of rules cutting greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. Here, though, is the fact. In the real economy of the energy markets, not a whole lot is going to change. If you watch investments in coal mines and power plants, this industry built on the dirtiest form of power production, it is still fighting to survive for reasons that have nothing to do with what happens in Washington, D.C. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Here in D.C., the announced repeal of the Clean Power Plan has invigorated what we'll call the influence market, the manufacturing of talking points and legal briefs. But in the real market, where energy is made, no new coal-fired power plants have broken ground since November 2008. Robert Godbee at the University of Wyoming says today's news brings some psychological relief in coal country.
But the reality is still that the coal sector faces some really severe challenges, and the most significant one is from alternative sources of energy.
That is, natural gas and renewable energy selling for cheaper. He says a clean power plant in limbo means coal production will remain somewhat steady in the West, where it's cheapest to mine, not in the East.
Those areas that have been most impacted, primarily in Appalachia, regardless of whether the clean power plant is in effect or not, you're going to probably continue, unfortunately, for those workers to see a decline.
It's part of a long story. In the last century, coal mining jobs went from 800,000 to just one-tenth of that. Miners lost work to machines and then to competing forms of energy. And now coal's environmental cost has prompted policy just about everywhere, says Trevor Hauser at the Rhodium Group.
While we have a political debate about that here in the U.S., there's not the same political debate in the rest of the world. And that's the way that policy is moving in China and India and Europe. We're definitely looking at a structural decline in coal consumption.
He says the only question is how fast. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.